"Lazarus, come out. Unbind him and let him go." These are words of freedom and release to a dead man over whom Jesus had shed tears and gave him back to his family. Pretty good deal, this dead guy, alive and again, walking around, grieving no more. Mary and Martha and the rest of the relatives thrilled to have their brother and their friend back, again, at least for a few more years. Just like you on December 22nd, when you realized the Mayans were wrong and you've got a few more days to go shopping. These things really and truly pale when compared with the absolutely spectacular revelation noted by the Apostle Peter in this morning's reading, that you were granted gifts immeasurable by Jesus Christ, in reality, a new life in him. The irresistible and perfect divine power commands, come out of the clasp of death as the Savior provides you and all his people with everything pertaining to life and to godliness. In Christ, you receive him not only in word and sacrament, not only in terms of externalness, but in a concreteness of relationship. Like Lazarus, Jesus commands, come out, as you have been called, but in a much more spectacular way, and granted the divine knowledge revealed in God's word, just as the Holy Spirit came into you at your baptisms. It's through the surety of God's word that the confidence is given that you can have absolutely no fear of an earthly sleep when eternity awaits by the wounds of Christ. In him, you are given a glimpse of his glorious nature and able to walk, albeit imperfectly, reflecting his excellence, his virtue in a fallen world. And in an eternal design, by God's grace alone, you are granted a place before the throne of grace and given a new life in Christ. Even more than that, you are now partakers of the divine nature by which you became the new creation in the Son of God. Think about that for a moment. Partakers of the divine nature, indwelling, fellowship of the Holy Spirit, the koinonia, the signaling a new and intimate relationship with Christ. The hearers that first read Peter knew that this was entirely different. It would be foreign to the Jew who thought of a much more distant God. But this Peter would consistently maintain as the reality of a full participation in the life and the reality of Christ. The new creation that has the intimate knowledge of the Father through the humanity of the Son, that willingly does as the Son did, walking the cross-burdened road for the sake of the gospel. What happens with this new life in Christ is it changes your direction, a new road to travel. But this, of course, is not a road, an easy one by any definition. Traps and snares abound. Satan will be active, for it is not the heathen that draws his attention, but you, the children of God, his sworn enemy. Faith put in action, exercise both personally and especially on behalf of the brother in Christ, the stranger, the rejected, the lowly, and yes, even the enemy, grows all the more sure, as St. Peter promises, if you practice these qualities, you will never fail. A gift of faith, like a muscle, needs constant use. This is a clear warning. The qualities that spring from faith, virtue, knowledge, self-control, affection, love, fruits of the Spirit, as St. Paul calls them, reassures and reminds you of Christ's calling, his suffering and death on the cross to give you life. The preciousness of Christ Jesus' gift to you, your being partakers of the divine nature, means too being partakers of his resurrection at his advent to come. Come out, he will command, surrounded with the angels and the great crowd of witnesses. The ground will shake, the graves and the seas will give up their dead, And yes, the faithful children of God can boldly rejoice when that promise is fulfilled. Yes, this is really the sum and substance of a new life in Christ. This is the faith that's given and proclaimed. This is the faith reassuring even as it's given. This is the faith that's revealed even as it's revealing, given as you give. And yes, the faith of loving even as you love, as you were loved first by Christ, who says to you daily, come out. The peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.